This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today's subject, the finality of the judgment of Babylon. Here's your host.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, but by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. Notice the word anymore. This is really the strongest way the Greek language could say not at all, and signifies the finality of the judgment of Babylon. In 1 hour, the sounds of worldly humanism will be silenced. And because of this judgment, because of the finality of judgment, there's going to be a great reaction to the judgments of Babylon, and it goes through that in the middle of the chapter. So let's go back to verses 9 through 10. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come." The city and the worldview they thought was their salvation will be destroyed, and with it their hopes of continued indulgence and prosperity goes up in flames. So here even the monarchs mourn, as it talks about the kings of the earth mourn, the monarchs will mourn. Next we see where the merchants of the earth in verses 11 through 17, the merchants will mourn, and the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. This contained lists of all kinds of merchandise which will no longer be bought and sold around the world. The banks and stock exchanges around the world will fail. Therefore, not only will the monarchs mourn, the merchants will mourn. In verses 17 through 19, we see that the mariners will mourn. For in 1 hour, such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster who traveled by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea stood at a distance and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What is like this great city?" When the goods of the world are no longer bought and sold, those who deliver the goods across the seas will mourn their own doom because they will have nothing to ship. So the mariners will mourn. But there will be rejoicing over the judgment of Babylon, and we're going to see that. "Rejoice over her, O heaven," in verse 20. "And you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." That's a very key verse. "For God has avenged you on her." Three classes of men who mourn the destruction of Babylon: kings, merchants, and mariners. But in heaven, three other classes of people are going to rejoice: the saints, the apostles, and the prophets. Verse 21 reminds me of Matthew 18:6. Where then a mighty angel took a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea. It is the warning Jesus gave in Matthew is carried out on Babylon. The city which caused so many to stumble has a figurative millstone placed around her neck and cast into the sea of God's judgment. The prosperity gospel in the intermingling of materialism is in the church. And this is what we see, the judgment of that.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.